welcome.
Hi, Vinny.
Welcome. Yeah, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinny Eastwood Show. My very special guest is Leah Tress, I think. Leah, welcome to the program.
Hi, Vinny.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're here?
Okay, I work for an organisation called PANIC, Positive Answers Needed in Crisis. We started the organisation with the founder, Angie Rogerson, in 2010. It started with Angie having to go to the ministry against the panel due to her story with a little baby girl who was placed in an unsafe situation with a sex offender. Angela Rogerson had quite a battle on her hands, and it went all the way to the ministry, and she won her case. There was no support around for the Rogersons. They were left out of pocket at thousands of dollars. So Angie started PANIC. She's one of the founders. My job, I'm a client advocate. I've done about over 50 cases now. Yeah, that's just a little bit about it. Any questions? Oh, I can't hear you.
Basically, I've known of PANIC for quite a while. And I remember a conversation I had with a SIFS worker about a month back where we protested outside the SIFS office in Manurewa.
Oh, yes.
They were kind of the SIFS worker was attacking us, saying that not all SIFS workers are like this. And she went on to admit that she believes that SIFS is actually corrupt and run by corrupt people at the top who don't have any frontline experience. And what we'd both talked about was how to set up a new organization that does this job that Child, Youth and Family Service, or CIFS, is supposed to do, and actually support families and people, particularly those who have been failed by the system.
Yes.
And incidentally, that's what PANIC is really there
what
for.
We do. Yes.
So I'm acting under the assumption that no government money's coming towards you.
No.
You're getting no free press coverage. And also, you're probably being attacked and defamed by current people with power in some way, shape, or form.
You get really good social workers who know their job, and then you get ones who won't even talk to us. So it's across the board. We're not anti-SIFs. We just want to make sure that when it comes to children's lives, that the processes and social work practice going on is good and that families aren't going to be messed with. And that not all parents who have the 0508 family number called on them are bad parents. There seems to be a stigma around having SIFS involvement, where people think that where there's smoke, there's fire. And if your children are uplifted or taken from your care, that automatically bans you as a bad person, as a bad parent, that you can't parent your children. Sadly, that's not the case in some instances. A lot of the time, SIFs do get it right. But I've seen cases where they've gone and got it horribly wrong. I can't hear you again.
Sorry, I'm just having some trouble with my mute button. It's all my fault. I've always wondered this. What percentage of SIFS cases achieve a positive result and what percentage achieve a financial result?
Oh, as far as with going against the panel with
taking kids off, taking kids off parents, putting them in foster homes and so on and so forth, I believe there's a quota to be kept, a certain amount of Māori children, Pacific Islander, Asian, so on and so forth.
So we have heard of this. We have heard of this quota, yeah.
So they go out arbitrarily in order to snatch people's kids. That's the thing. If you've got a quota, it means that there's a financial incentive to take people's kids, whether or not those kids are actually, in fact, being abused.
We have asked the ministry if there is such a quota, and we're waiting for a reply on that through the Official Information Act. So it'll be interesting to see what their reply is.
Just how long you been waiting for that reply?
Think that because I've done.
Like it hasn't been like a week or something, has it? It's been quite.
No. I think it was in August. I think it's overdue. I think that one. So yeah, it's gone to the ombudsman. So I'm waiting. Yeah.
it's almost like you. I don't know. I don't know what to say in those particular situations because I assume the worst, you know, generally when we're talking about government departments and so on and so forth, you just assume the worst and 99% of the time you wind up being correct, unfortunately. 1% of the time you wind up being incorrect is like, oh, no, they're not doing that. Okay, sweetest. Thank God. Thank goodness. That's the thing about governments. I think the presumption of innocence should apply to individuals. The presumption of guilt should be applied to government.
Yes. And now it's completely reversed where Paula Bennett has brought in the you are now guilty until found innocent as far as with children being uplifted and child, youth and family are concerned now. So it makes our job even tougher, and we're getting more clients.
Well, I always – we do need to get some kind of support, community support for panic. This is the idea that I had, is that community groups and organizations, independent of the government, non-governmental organizations and so on and so forth, indeed need to get behind groups like panic because I believe that – when you have frontline staff who've had it with the system, who have the experience, who are very good at their job, who form their own organizations, something tells me that they are I guess the word is competition to the current government system, which means you'll be met with opposition. And perhaps it should be panic writing the child, youth and family services policies and panic training the social workers and so on and so forth. Wouldn't you agree, like in an ideal world?
Well, with our charity status, we can't have the whole activist aggression type thing. Their policies do need to change. Too many faults happen within their system where rogue social workers are given far too much power and being able to mess with families and uplift children when they shouldn't have been uplifted.
To what end? Do they get paid for doing this?
Yes. Yes, they do.
So they're stealing children for money?
If you want to put it like that, Vinny, then yes.
Okay. All right. I'm glad that we've got the nitty-gritty details sorted. All right. Okay. SIFS workers do actually steal children for money.
I'm not going to agree to that. I just the way it's put is terrible.
I think the worst way it's put, the more appropriate and the more accurate it is. I've talked to so many victims of the system, and it occurs to me that it's not isolated. It's
not at all.
Quite widespread, this abuse. Yes. And we have a instance of pedophilia infiltrating infiltrating into the organizations. Now, because these workers kind of almost have, they have greater powers than police, kind of thing.
They do, yes.
It can prevent them from being investigated for crimes to an extent, I should say. And on top of that, you have the family court, which the media is not allowed to report on. So if anything was going on, and we know that it is, not only would the police not be able to do anything about it because the workers outrank them, but the media wouldn't be able to report on it, so the public would never know, right? They've got it stitched up.
They do. They do. In that case, they do. But through the complaints process, it can go to the panel, which is and goes before the chief executive of the ministry.
How many people have ever gone before that due to complaints?
I don't actually have a number. I was looking at
anybody?
Yes. Yes, I know of a few. I had a client yesterday who was before the panel. Angela Rogerson, she's been before the panel and won her case and got an apology and compensation because of their mistake. Many children who were in the foster care but have now aged out of the foster care are going through historical claims and going to the panel due to the abuse that's happened while in foster care. And that's another thing. Foster care who are now parents who have aged out of the foster care have their massive target on their back that SIFs are almost, they're red flagged. Soon as they have a child, or before the child is even born, they have SIFs knocking on their door. I think it's a unfair disadvantage and that they should be supported instead of saying, you were in foster care, we'll take your child.
Sorry, I don't quite understand. What is it that you're saying here? People who are foster carers who have children themselves, real children take place at what?
No. So children that grew up in the foster care system who have aged out of the system and are now 19, 20, 21, early 20s, late, carry on, who become pregnant, automatically get red flagged by SIF. For being in that system. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. We see it quite often that if there's very little support, a young mum or having been a foster care child, that alerts, that puts up red flags and you become a target.
So there's many instances then, I would take it, of former Child, Youth and Family Services children having their children taken off them by SIFs.
Yes, I have clients myself. Yeah.
And this is a cyclic abuse, or is this simply being done arbitrarily without evidence?
There's
a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Little bit of column A, little bit of column B, yes. Not without the right evidence or using the fact that they were in the foster care system and had things done to them to say, well, you're not fit to be a parent. Yeah.
So we take you from your parents, we abuse you, and then after you've grown up so that we can't control you anymore, as soon as you start to have your own family, then we come straight back into your life.
Yes.
Yeah. That sounds about right, doesn't it?
Sounds about right.
No, I don't like the situation here. We'll be right back after the break, ladies and gentlemen, at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Don't you go anywhere, folks.
Did you get a red light camera ticket? Red light cameras are a scam. The government and their corporate interests want you to believe they are about safety, but in reality they generate billions of dollars for private security firms like Redflex Incorporated, robbing you of time, money and energy. Don't let the flash steal your cash. At killredlightcameras.com, you can purchase a copy of You Don't Have to Pay, How Anyone Can Beat a Red Light Camera Ticket the Easy Way by Red Light Camera Crusader Rory Joseph Brown. Rory figured out the secret that the courts, police, and private camera companies don't want you to know. That in fact, these cameras are unconstitutional. You Don't Have to Pay as a field guide to go from receiving your ticket in the mail to beating it in court in three easy steps. Hurry, act now. Go to killredlightcameras.com. Available in both PDF and Kindle versions. If you know your rights, you don't have to pay.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. The major media destroys information. And religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
All you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
We're ready for our first caller. Welcome, Debbie. Well, can you tell us a little bit about what the RNA drops are doing for you and what your experience is on them?
Oh, gosh, I've had so many experiences. The first effects I felt was I would take the drops before going off to the golf course to play in league or just to play, and I noticed my game was more precise, and my focus was there, and my eye stayed right in the ball, and I hit the ball farther. My muscles seemed to work. My energy levels seemed to be up, and I'll tell you, I took a couple of strokes off my game.
I think that's incredible.
It's pretty exciting.
What are the other things that you have noticed on that?
Well, in my love life, I noticed that the focus and the energy level and the energy exchange that I have with my man has been amazing. I can actually feel the energy exchange from his body to my body.
That
just,
is great.
Just beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
And again, you can get those drops at trinasgooddrops.com.
That's right, trinasgooddrops.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Get the real truth behind the news. Join us Thursday evenings, 4 p.m. Central, for the Region 10 Report, brought to you by Suzanne Posel and OccupyCorporatism.com.
Alone against your mad, deadly, worldwide, conspiratorial, gangster, computer god communism with wall-to-wall, deadly gangster protection, lifelong sworn conspirators, murder incorporated organized crime, the police and judges, the deadly sneak parroting puppet gangsters using all the gangster deadly Frankenstein control, these hangman rope sneak deadly gangsters, the judges and the police trick, trap, rob, wreck, butcher, and murder the people to keep them terrorized.
Welcome back.
Hi.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the show that's all about computer-odd communism. And my very special guest is Leah Trass from Panic. Can I ask you, Leah, you look real young. How long have you been doing this?
Oh, I only started early this year, like last year.
Yeah. So it doesn't take a very long time to realise the corruption in the system, I'd say.
No, rose-coloured glasses are off.
Yeah. Can I ask you what kind of clicked you on to what's wrong with this picture?
So what actually happened was I split with my ex, and he rung the 0508 family number on me. I had Sif's knock at my door, and investigate me. The case, I never heard from them again. I never saw them again, but I had, it worried me that anybody can ring that number. Any malicious allegations can be made against you when you're a parent. Annoy the neighbour. That friend you had a dispute with, they can say, well, you know what, I'm going to get back at my friend and I'm going to ring that 0508 family number. And it's seen to be used as a weapon. And that's how I found Panic. Because I found Lee Bailey, who was also a founder of Panic. She is now retired due to health concerns. And she started talking to me about Panic and what they did and how they are a support advocacy group and help obtain SIF files to see where the investigation is going, help finding lawyers, preparing you for family group conferences, going to meetings with you and going to the FGCs with you, and just emotional support, because it is so stressful when you pretty much have a microscope on your parenting. It was not a fun experience for me, but luckily, I had a very supportive and core network as far as family and friends around me, and SIF were able to see that and so close that file. Although with files, they stay on their computer system for life, so my name and the allegations I've had made against me stay on that computer forever. There's just a note that says no concerns or whatever's on there, which is also worrying in the fact that we have seen a number of cases where SIFs have come once or twice. There has been the no concerns bracket put around and noted on their file, but then future concerns, and they've gone back and used those concerns that were noted on the file against that person. So they can come back to bite you, sadly. even if they are deemed malicious.
And do they require any evidence?
As far as making the allegations and that sort of thing?
Yeah, and allegations made, do they require any actual evidence before they take your kids?
It depends.
Like legally, do they have to go into a court and say, we've got this photo, we've got this video, they're abusing their child? Oh, okay, well, we'll just get the thing. Or is it just on the social worker's word?
No, what happens usually, it depends on the allegations. Usually court follows an uplift. Yeah. There's not usually, or not in the experience that I've had, where...
Are we talking about a real court or a eugenics court, otherwise known as the family court?
Family court.
Okay, because that one's completely controlled and stitched up and so on and so forth as far as... my research has led me to believe.
Okay.
So if they do want to lie, let's assume worst case scenario. Father has a child taken from him for absolutely no reason, and the social worker lies about it, and it's in the family court. He can't report it. He has to pay for his own lawyer. He can't afford it, and so he loses his kid. For absolutely no reason, on made-up allegations. Has that happened before?
Where a social worker has lied in court? Yeah. It's happened. Yes, it's happened.
Yeah. Do you have any examples of that? Or?
Can't breach confidentiality.
See? There you go. There's the inherent problem in the system. You can't actually expose somebody for telling lies because of confidentiality.
Well, I don't want to also breach a client or a victim's confidentiality either. Yeah, that's what it comes down to.
But of course, if you don't mention their names and if you simply mention the stuff, there's nothing specific to tie them back to it, is there?
No, as long as there's no identifying factors. But yes, I have. In one case, they didn't even notify the family that there was actually a court proceeding, so they couldn't even attend and defend their case. So it was stitched up basically right from the get-go. But there still is a need for an agency like Child, Youth and Family. Child abuse does happen. And I don't want this interview...
Oh, well, this is the argument. This is the argument. And let's say, top of my head, 10% of current child, youth and family workers are corrupt, pedophiles, okay, or so on yep, and so forth. Let's just assume that.
We'll go with that.
But should we then say that because 90% of them are doing a good job and preventing abuse, that we should let the 10% of pedophiles and corrupt social workers get away with it?
No, not at all.
See?
That's
the problem with the system and the way it's set up now, is that those 90% of good people become the public face and those 10% of bad people, this is of course a made up thing, by the way, basically more or less get immunity to a large degree and continue to operate.
Yes, well,
so let's say for instance, you simply have a investigation organization. You grant the ability to actually look into these files, see which of the workers are in fact corrupt or pedophiles or whichever kind of a form of scumbaggery they tend to be committing. And they can be investigated, they can be fired, right? That's what I'd like, is just to leave the system as it is, except cut out the cancerous lesions that are eating away at its core.
Agreed. What we at Panic have seen, though, is where the poor social work practice happens and a restructuring of different branches, they actually shift the social workers to a different branch. So it just, yeah.
So that means that there is an endemic protection. That means that somebody at the highest levels is, in fact, involved. It's the only way that those kind of organizations can get away with committing crimes for certain periods of time and covering up and allowing people like that to keep working for them is if there's somebody at the top covering it up.
Maybe. Who knows?
It's a hierarchical structure. Nothing happens in a hierarchical structure without those at the top of the hierarchy willing it so. So who's at the top saying pedophiles are okay, child abuse is okay, corruption is okay, and we're going to protect those people? Is it because those people know that the system's corrupt and they can turncoat, perhaps, reveal evidence if they were ever to actually suffer consequence for their actions, this kind of thing? And again, a reminder to the audience, we're talking about a very small minority of SIFS workers. Any conspiracy, and let's define conspiracy, it's two or more people coming to harm another group of people without that group of people actually being aware of it.
Yeah. And that's,
in which case, fits the definition.
Yes. One thing that Panic are finding is that not a lot of people know their rights when it comes to parents. What on earth is guardianship and their rights as a guardian? And also knowing how they can get their SIFS files, what they're entitled to know and what they're not entitled to know. There's just this massive grey area and confusion when dealing with SIFS because they don't get told, which is where Panic comes in. And we try to guide our clients and get some clear understanding and help obtain the files and try and work with them and support them, whether it's doing parenting courses and just eliminating those SIFS concerns. And if we can do that and work towards a transition home or just supporting the supervised access or the access that is needed with the parents if the child cannot be returned home because of neglect or abuse.
So if people have been failed by the system, they go to Panic. Panic helps, and that's basically what they're there for, is when the system fails, right?
Correct. That's what we're here for. We are the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff.
Well, so wouldn't Panic want to be working in tandem with SIFS as kind of like a contracting agency of some description? Like, for example, the GCSB building, in Wellington has offices of the NSA in it, you know? Maybe Panic... A lot of people don't know that. Maybe Panic should have an office in every SIFS office.
Now that would be a laugh.
it would be classic, wouldn't it?
Oh, dear Lord.
you're like, welcome to SIFS. If you think that we're corrupt or we're not mishandled, there's the office over there that you can go to. Those people will expose our corruption and help you, actually.
That would be insane, Vinny. Oh, God.
it's like the US military having a Taliban office on base or something, you know.
it wouldn't work. But what we are hoping to do is to almost work with SIFS to pick up their flaws. But we are independent of SIFS. To an extent. I mean, Angela Rogerson, who is the founder, she was a SIFS caregiver for 27 years. We have about just over 20 in our team, in our Panic team, who help as many people as we can. The end of the day, it is about the children, and not discriminating against people just because they have a disability. A couple of cases I'm dealing with right now.
Yeah. Well, it's an emotionally traumatic employment opportunity, as far as I know. It's getting to the point where the SIFS counselors need SIFS counselors themselves, because to see the overarching human suffering element that you get exposed to just hearing these stories, not even seeing it, is enough to emotionally traumatize people. That's also one of the other things that's very, very difficult to deal with as a SIFS worker, to my knowledge. You're supposed to be the support worker for other people, but the job's so harsh that you wind up needing your own support worker and that kind of thing. It's like almost like you have to pass the emotional buck in some way. I believe that situation may have led many SIFS workers to turn it off. Turn off what's up here, turn off what's down in here in their heart, so that they can just deal with it. And that's in so doing, they lose the ability to actually help the people that they're employed to help, because they do not have the feeling and they can't take it anymore. We'll be right back after the break at the Vincent Show.
This next announcement is serious news, and you won't hear it in the mainstream media. We are living in an age full of catastrophic events, and it's getting worse. But before we go on, remember this website, highgrounds.us. In the past 2 decades, natural disasters have increased by 800% within the U.S. alone. Cataclysms like Hurricane Katrina killed and displaced thousands because they were not prepared. And the 2008 economic collapse could happen again, but be much, much worse. So type this into your web browser, highgrounds.us. Highgrounds.us is your complete source for family survival necessities. You'll find food and water with a shelf life of 25 to 30 years, plus tents, portable containers, light, heat, first aid, and much more. Go to our website, highgrounds.us, or call 1-888-202-9094. Place your order now and be prepared. That's H-I-G-H, highgrounds.us. Hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. Highgrounds.us.
It's time to get real and heal. MyTrueEssence.net would like to tell you about Modifilan Brown Seaweed Extract. It's composed of an elementally rich seaweed called laminaria. It takes 40 pounds of laminaria to make just 1 pound of Modifilan. There's nothing else like Modifilan. It is the richest in alginate, phocoidin, organic iodine, and lamarian. Alginates are the most effective organic element in nature that enable the body to rid itself of heavy metals, radioactive elements, and toxins. Phocoidin is an extremely effective anti-cancer substance found abundantly in brown seaweed. Organic iodine is the greatest protection for the thyroid offered by nature. Laminarin aids in the prevention and treatment of cardiovascular disease. Go to www.mytrueessence.net and click the Modifilan banner to get started on your path to rich health today. Also check out the Healing Shop for proven essential oils, medicinal teas, and even health coaching. It's time to get real and heal. Go to www.mytrueessence.net.
If you do not disperse, you may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
This is a point I think is very important to stress to those in uniform and to those in the dark suits in government who are serving the system while not actually forgetting it, they're serving it. You have no power. I don't care if you're in the military. I don't care if you've got how many kind of stars on your uniform. I don't care what level of the police force you're in. I don't care if you're doing roadblocks. I don't care if you're pulling people off the street. I don't care what you're doing. You have no power. Your uniform has the power. Take your uniform off, put it in the wardrobe, where's your power? Go and get another job without that uniform, where's your power? You have no power. You are employed to animate that uniform, which is an extension of the state, and that's all you are, and therefore you are expendable.
Has your heart been pounding? Feel short of breath? Got high blood pressure or problems sleeping? Heart disease is the leading cause of death. Being surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and poisoned water has a cumulative effect as we enter later life. Medications that only address symptoms ensure these problems persist, while your family and finances suffer. It's time to work with the body and its own innate ability to heal itself. Heart and Body Extract is a natural, organic herbal supplement that restores balance. A heart attack could be just around the corner. Spare your loved ones pain and fear. Protect yourself, protect your health with Heart and Body Extract. With a lifetime money-back guarantee, you have no excuse. Order a two-month supply today. Call toll-free 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com.
Warning. 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 American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
On December 16th, 1961, the world turned upside down, then inside out, and I was born screaming in America. It was the tail end of the American dream. Just before we lost our innocence irrevocably, when the TV eye brought the horror of our lives into our homes for all to see. I was told when I grew up I could be anything I wanted. A fireman, a policeman, a doctor, even president it seemed. And for the first time in the history of mankind, something new called an astronaut. But like many kids growing up on a steady diet of Westerns, I always wanted to be the cowboy hero. That lone voice in the wilderness, fighting corruption and evil wherever I found it, and standing for freedom, truth, and justice. And in my heart of hearts, I still track the remnants of that dream wherever I go in my never-ending ride into the setting sun.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's the lighter side of genocide, but world's so full of chaos and madness and scumbaggery, if you lose your sense of humor, you'll go freaking nuts. And we're a very special guest from Panic is Leah Trass. Now, Leah, what is Panic's website then?
www.panic.org.nz.
Panic.org.nz, panic.org.nz. It's pretty easy to remember because when your children are taken away from you and you're dealing with corrupt scum, you kind of start to panic a little bit, you know? It's just like, oh, my God, I'm panicking. Hey, who can help me? Panic! You know, I think that's pretty straightforward, isn't it?
It's pretty straightforward. And we have an online magazine now where there are a range of tips for families and also caregivers. Caregivers are more than welcome on our Facebook page as well. Parents, families, caregivers. We don't turn anybody away as such.
How long has Panic actually been running for?
It started in 2010, Positive Answers Needed in Crisis. There was an old Panic, Parents Against Negative Intervention by SIFs. But that was more an extremist activist type group, and we have a charity status, so we're hoping to gain some funding soon. We don't have any as of yet. So
they have a donate button or a PayPal account or a bank account that people can.
We do have a bank account. It is on our website, and it's also on our Facebook page. All you need to do on Facebook is just type it into the search and Positive Answers Needed in Crisis, and we should pop up. And so any donations. We also have a Give a Little on the Give a Little website. We're also set up there because we just became a charity in July of this year. We got our charity status. So that's pretty exciting. and things are moving forward at a great rate, gaining about 100 members within about a 3 to 4 week period at the moment. Yeah, things are getting pretty full on as far as panic is concerned. Yeah.
Do we have an end game? So let's say, for example, you've got a government organization called SIFS, which does a lot of good work, but some of the things that fall through the cracks, on and so forth, you want pretty much all of those people who actually are having problems with endemic corruption, deception, so on and so forth, abuse and what have you, on the behalf of the percentage or whatever it is of CIS workers that aren't acting in the children's best interest, all of those victims should go panic's way in order to not help them with their situation, but also to expose those CIFS workers that are not doing a good job.
Yeah, and for them to be held accountable, yes.
How can they be held accountable by a charity organisation, though?
Because we are an organisation and not just one person, when it comes to... we can do agent forms, and through the complaints process, we can actually make a complaint on behalf of that one client. So it's not just one client or one person dealing with SIFS, it's a whole organisation that is behind them, and it has more standing. Yeah.
So can you tell me some success stories?
Success stories.
On a positive note, you know?
Okay. I'm just trying to pick one. That's quite a good
one. There been any particularly nasty abusers within SIFS that have gone to jail, perhaps, as a result of panic's investigations?
Jail? No. No jail time. As far as abuse, no jail time. No. I haven't seen it in dealing with the close to 50 cases I've dealt with, but I've had some really good successes. One where a couple had two children. He was abusive. Sif said something needs to change here, and we're going to put your kids with the parents. With the parents of those parents, so go with grandparents. The mother ended up leaving him, getting into domestic violence programs, started studying, also did parenting courses, and then moved away from her abuser and now is going for day-to-day care of her children, but she just about lost them through a FGC. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, it occurs to me that the trauma teaches people a lot of very important lessons, and I know a lot of CIFS activists. The only reason why they are activists is because they've experienced a lot of
hurt and anger there, yes, with the activists, yes. Yeah, I would agree. Massive
trauma. Need to be the ones who are protected, I feel. They're the ones that need to be supported to a large degree because they do the job that, say, an organization like PANIC can't do. PANIC is about helping people.
Yes.
The activists are about exposing the thing that is, in fact, doing harm to those people, right? So there's a relationship there, yes. a very healthy, I believe, working professional relationship between the activists and the people at PANIC. As a result, though, because Panic has that that involvement with activists, it would mean that many ignorant people will use that as a weapon to demonize Panic and say, oh, you're involved with all of these crazy people with the megaphones and so on and so forth. And that kind of, that really frustrates me to a large degree.
Speech.
Yeah.
It's freedom of speech. None of our team are activists, nor is it a view of Panic to be an activist. But we do have a few on the page who express their views, and they should be allowed to do that if that's what. There's a lot of hurt and anger that comes from, and that's their way of expressing it. Because they feel they've been done wrong by SIF or by government in general. Yeah.
Mm. So just imagine for a moment, ladies and gentlemen, if you could close your eyes for a second. You've got a beautiful child. You know, you've fed them, you've clothed them. And then some scumbag comes along, says some malicious lies, steals your child, and you haven't seen them for 7 years. Think about that. And you wonder, what kind of out do you have from that kind of thing? Counseling aren't going to help you. Your kid back, because you still don't have your kid back, you know? That's the real problem here. We're dealing with an almost unfixable situation. What is it that makes that situation unfixable? The corruption in the system. The inability to have accountability, in other words. That's the real problem is that the only reason why society's in trouble is because laws are selectively enforced. You know, ultimately, if the same law applied to everybody and it was enforced equally, we wouldn't have any problems like this whatsoever, no. Would we?
No. But human error is what it comes down to, I think, a lot of the time. People make mistakes.
I do. Okay. Leah Trass, thank you very much for coming on the show with us today and sharing the information that you've got there. Panic.org.nz, panic.org.nz is the website, ladies and gentlemen. I encourage you to donate to this organization. It's now an official, so you know, because it's a registered charity, that, hey, the money ain't just going into somebody's pocket. It's actually going to really help people. And I think that's something we should all be very proud of. Thank you very much, Leah, for the work that you do.
Thank you, Vinny.
See you again sometime. All right, ladies and gentlemen, coming up next, Ben Emlyn Jones, I believe. Go anywhere, folks.
Disinformation to fed, check the labels, delete the virus, alert the masses.
1973 was a year rich in dark and turbulent history, but through all the global and political turmoil, a shining light was born. The first celebration pipes were created on La'i Point in Oahu, Hawaii, 40 years later, and CelebrationPipes.com is marking their anniversary with a beautiful new finish in Victory Green. Celebration pipes are functional jewelry for the mind. Each lava stoneware pipe is noka oi, and still handcrafted by DePiper himself, fired twice and plated in 22 karat gold, then finished with more precious metals and lusters. Choose from pure gold, platinum, opal, black coral, purple haze, Hanalei blue, or Rastafire. And now the 40th anniversary Victory Green. Many celebrities and heroes of the legalization movement have commissioned their pipes from CelebrationPipes.com, including Aerosmith, Bob Marley and the Wailers, Jesse Colin Young, Kalapana, Cheech and Chong, and Daryl Hannah, Keith Struve, Willie Nelson, Fleetwood Mac, Woody Harrelson, Jefferson Starship, Marley. Come and see all the beautiful pipes and get your 40th anniversary Victory Green Celebration Pipe at CelebrationPipes.com.
Have you been feeling off lately?
tired, depressed, or in pain? Maybe you've tried doctors and medications without luck. What if you could try something different and natural, something that helps your body actually heal itself? I'm Trina, and I want to share with you something amazing I've discovered. RNA drops are a groundbreaking invention for alternative health. I had a rotator cuff injury from softball, and I didn't really want surgery. My cousin told me to try the RNA drops. I wasn't sure what to think, but kept an open mind. And after using the drops, I was completely healed and could throw the softball again. There's something about these drops. I had problems with anxiety and speaking in front of people. Those fears are all gone now. I also noticed more energy, and a surprising side effect for me was an increased libido. You can try RNA drops for free for a limited time. Go to trinasgooddrops.com and claim your free bottle. Pay only shipping and handling. Resolve to be good to yourself and get your free sample of RNA drops at trinasgooddrops.com.
You're listening to AmericanFreedomRadio.com, the network who perseveres in delivering intelligent debate, constructive dialogue with true independence. The freedom to broadcast the truth is not free at all. So what is American Freedom Radio worth to you? The empowering information with fun, honest and pure integrity behind it provides an example to follow. Friendships to flourish with the moral altruism that pulls no punches. The hosts sacrifice and show remarkable discipline in their duty to deliver quality radio and service to the community with strength, wisdom, and loyalty. The founders of AFI wish to thank you personally for sharing your views and insights to make the best radio and alternative media. Now it's time for you to give something back and play a vital role in the future of America. Be as generous with us as we've been with you. Click on the donate banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com or volunteer by emailing AmericanFreedomRadio@ymail.com. Vaccines, psychotropic drugs, and artillery batteries not included.
Has your heart been pounding? Feel short of breath? Got high blood pressure or problems sleeping? Heart disease is a leading cause of death. Being surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and poisoned water has a cumulative effect as we enter later life. Medications that only address symptoms ensure these problems persist while your family and finances suffer. It's time to work with the body and its own innate ability to heal itself. Heart and Body Extract is a natural, organic herbal supplement that restores balance. A heart attack could be just around the corner. Spare your loved ones pain and fear. Protect yourself. Protect your health with Heart and Body Extract. With a lifetime money-back guarantee, you have no excuse. Order a two-month supply today. Call toll-free 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics,
no taboo topics,
no fear of doom,
no fear of doom.
We are
American Freedom Radio,
American Freedom Radio.